So what appears to have happened here is that, and we've no evidence for this, but it looks like the handiwork of dissident Republicans, that they have targeted two locations in a quiet rural area, whereas previously they've targeted locations in a very urban environment. And obviously they're very soft targets in a very mixed community and a very quiet community. We all know in the Clody area, you know, Clody has had more than its fair share of pain and heartache in the past, and certainly don't want to see any kind of this activity in the present or in the future.
The speculation is that in both instances, members of the PSNI or their families live close to the alerts and they may be the targets?
Well, the speculation, yet there's no evidence for that, but you know, the information that I have is that they may be connected even. They may not even necessarily have be serving members of the PSNI. They may have, in some capacity, work with or work for, which in no way excuses this type of activity. We've had that in the past. You know, we have people living in rural locations. They're entitled to do whatever type of work they see fit. An important message that I would send out to people is that the community that I live in, and the community in Park and Clody, I stood for election and have got elected, as have other people, on the basis of supporting the PSNI and law and order. There's no, absolutely no support in my community for this type of activity. The people there don't want it. And I'm very, very angry that people would come in from the outside and visit this upon our community, and indeed citizens who live in our community and contribute to it.